COVID Select Subcommittee releases findings. Vaccine mandates not supported by science, mask rules useless. By Hannah Knudsen on December 3, 2024. Vaccine mandates were not supported by science and did more harm than good. According to the final report from the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, which has concluded its two-year-long investigation into the coronavirus pandemic. The subcommittee wrapped up its report, described as the single most thorough review of the pandemic conducted to date, this week and highlighted key findings on every aspect of the pandemic, from its origins to the response. A summary of the report shows that the committee concluded that COVID-19 most likely emerged from a laboratory in Wuhan, China, and it provided five strong arguments to back the lab leak theory. Those include the facts that the virus possesses a biological characteristic that is not found in nature and the fact that Wuhan is home to China's foremost SARS research lab, which has a history of conducting gain-of-function research at inadequate biosafety levels. The committee highlighted a variety of findings in various sections of the report. And of course, there is a section devoted to the vaccine mandates, which many Americans were subjected to under President Biden. It was only thanks to the Supreme Court that millions of Americans were saved from losing their jobs as the Biden administration attempted to force the vaccine via the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. The High Court rejected this mandate in January 2022. A summary of the 520-page report concludes that contrary to what was promised, the COVID-19 vaccine did not stop the spread or transmission of the virus. Further, it notes that the FDA rushed approval of the vaccine in order to meet the Biden administration's arbitrary mandate timeline. They did this despite warnings about the dangers of rushing the process and potential consequences, which include adverse effects of the vaccine. Additionally, the committee found that the vaccine mandates were not supported by science whatsoever and caused more harm than good. The Biden administration coerced healthy Americans into compliance with COVID-19 vaccine mandates that trampled individual freedoms, harmed military readiness, and disregarded medical freedom to force a novel vaccine on millions of Americans without sufficient evidence to support their policy decisions. The summary reads, noting that public health officials coordinated with each other to deliberately ignore the reality of natural immunity to the virus. In other words, they failed to craft policy with that reality in mind. Perhaps what is worse, the committee determined that there was mass government failure in the vaccine injury reporting system, which they said created confusion, failed to properly inform the American public about vaccine injuries, and deteriorated public trust in vaccine safety during the COVID-19 pandemic. The government was also failing to efficiently, fairly, and transparently adjudicate claims for the COVID-19 vaccine injured, they wrote in the summary. The investigation also found that mask mandates were wholly ineffective, despite the ongoing demonization against those who refused to wear masks at the time. That demonization of unmasked and unvaccinated Americans was very much encouraged by Biden himself, even suggesting that they were unpatriotic. Per the report, which detailed the mixed messaging. Ultimately, a systematic review carried out by Cochrane Collaboration, one of the most highly regarded methodologies in evidence-based healthcare, found that the pooled randomized controlled trials they analyzed did not show a clear reduction in respiratory viral infection with the use of medical/surgical masks and that here were no clear differences between the use of medical/surgical masks compared with N95/P2 respirators in healthcare workers when used in routine care to reduce respiratory viral infection. These results appear to directly contradict public health agencies and local governments' support for broadly requiring masking throughout much of the pandemic. Despite that, the Biden administration attempted to force masks. But the committee highlighted this finding. The Biden administration exceeded its authority by mandating masks. It is apparent that the CDC and the Biden administration cherry-picked observational data to fit their narrative that masks are fully effective, the report reads. Yet, that is not the role of the CDC. The CDC is an agency meant to protect the American people, and part of that responsibility includes conducting, sponsoring, or at the very least examining clinical trials to actually have the best available research before formulating its guidance, it added. Ultimately, Chairman Brad Winstrup, RO, said in a letter to Congress that the coronavirus pandemic highlighted a distrust in leadership. Trust is earned. Accountability, transparency, honesty, and integrity will regain this trust. A future pandemic requires a whole of America response managed by those without personal benefit or bias, he added. We can always do better, and for the sake of future generations of Americans, we must. It can be done. Read the entire report here.